Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
Riverland, you know I'm on the MasterChef train. I've been watching it so avidly, but unfortunately we have another eliminated contestant. She joins me on the line this morning. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Brooke.
Now, look, did you ever think bread was going to be your downfall?
Well, actually, I've got celiac disease, so I can't eat bread or pasta. So I'm not too surprised, to be honest.
That is somewhat ironic then.
Absolutely.
Well, I must say, your meal, bread and butter pudding, it looked delicious, and I was very devastated to see you go. But look, overall, how was your MasterChef experience?
Oh, it's just the most unique and special experience. I never expected to get an apron in the first place, so that's super exciting. And, of course, just the connections that you make with the other contestants is the best thing. I've just made the most incredible friends who are extremely skilled and inspiring, and I can't wait to see them in the future.
Oh, that's so lovely. And, look, if this is obviously something that's so big, and, you know, you end on a sad note because you did get eliminated, but what was your highlight?
The highlight was definitely the team challenge that originally got us into the elimination in the first place. But that was just so much fun, incredible high energy, and just working with the others was definitely the best thing.
Yeah, and I mean, the question I want to ask, because I'm not very good at cooking myself, how far is of a stretch is, you know, the MasterChef experience from what you do at home on your own?
Oh, it's crazy. There's a huge difference. I mean, I've never worked with the clock ticking away. And I mean, I'm very much a weekend kind of cook who likes to take hours and hours. So I think having the time restrictions, but also the ability to think on your feet, especially when it's a challenge set, such as a bread challenge, and quickly thinking what you're going to do, it's extremely, extremely difficult and high pressure.
Well, it's nice to know that you're not just casually whipping up these dishes on a, you know, Tuesday night. I'd feel very bad about myself. So tell me, Katrina, what is next for you?
Oh, I'm super, super excited. My goal of going on the show was to really hope to enter the food education space and raise awareness around access and availability to food. And I'll be joining Fair Share Australia in the next couple of weeks and working with them. They rescue, grow and repurpose food to vulnerable communities.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, look, all the best with all of that, and hopefully we'll be seeing you again one day on our screens or wherever it might be.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, Katrina.
See ya. Bye.